you're here. Good. Come, join me in the bed. Lay down next to me. That's right. Now turn toward me. Wrap your arms around my waist. Hold yourself close to me. Yeah. You can wrap your legs around my leg. Perfect. The one closest to you. Really snuggle up against me. I know how much of a snuggle slut you are. That's good. Rest your head against my chest. I want to be able to kiss you. I want to be able to smell you. I want to be able to hold you with one arm while I pet your head with the other. Or run my hand through your hair. Or put my fingers in your mouth so you can suck on them. That's right. Oh, you feel good. Can you feel your head slowly rising and falling as I breathe? Do your best to match that rhythm. Breathe with me. With each inhale, feel any anxiety, any fear, any worry you have leave your body. Notice your brain tuning out all the distractions of the world. Can only hear my voice. My voice, which makes you feel cared for. Safe. Love. Adored. Warm. You feel warm, don't you? You can only feel my body, my welcoming embrace. My embrace, which makes you feel cared for, safe, loved. Adored, warm. Notice your body and your mind beginning to melt for me. Let it happen. You know you're safe here with me. Don't fight it. You want it. You want to melt for me, don't you? You love that feeling I bring to you, don't you? Just pure warmth, pure bliss. I want you to be enveloped in that place, in that happiness. You just want to melt and to become one with the good feelings and security that my presence brings. So go ahead, melt. Melt into a puddle for me. A puddle of good, a lost boy is my absolute favorite. Melt for me. Melt. Melt. I've been thinking about you a lot lately. My lost boy. I've been thinking about how you endured denial for me for such a long time. I was wondering about it. About what it is that denying your orgasm brings you pleasure. What is it that you enjoyed so much? I think I had it partly right originally. Denial can bring so much pleasure. It is a delayed gratification that many people miss because their desire to come every single day blinds them to possibilities. Just resisting that natural urge to come unlocks a new level of pleasure for you to experience, doesn't it? The heightened sensitivity, the increased sensory awareness, that longing, aching, desperate feeling that you get that just feels so... Well, it's been bugging me because I don't think denial is at the core of that feeling. I think that denial is a good package. A package that brings that feeling to you. But I don't think that it's the present inside the package. I think what you really enjoyed was wrapped in the denial. What was wrapped in the denial was submitting to me. I think that the act of submission is what you actually loved. Submitting to me, becoming my sub. Belonging to me, being in a subspace, that is what you like, isn't it? In fact, you love it. Why do you love it? That's a conundrum, isn't it? You are bigger than me, surely stronger than me. Maybe even smarter than me, too. Yet, you let go. You let me seize control, don't you? Gladly, you obey me. You voluntarily make yourself vulnerable to me. You enjoy trembling under my fingertips. It's beautiful, and I haven't seen anything else like it. I haven't found anything that turns me on quite as much. I truly see strength in you, in men like you who bend for me. Men who see that submission isn't a punishment. That it isn't a weakness, that it isn't a detriment to their masculinity, that trust that you offer me that. It takes strength. It takes bravery. And you are strong, aren't you? Then you are brave. That's why you're here. That is why I want you to melt for me. So brave, so vulnerable. When you melt, your mind and body become more receptive, more acceptable, and you become more submissive. You become more open, more vulnerable. You trust me and you allow me in. I can't come in without your invitation. But you allow me in because you know you are safe with me. You let me see your insecurities, your worries, your deepest desires. You like being submissive because you like being seen. You like me to see you. You just want to be seen for who you really are. No masks, no facades. When you melt for me and you submit to me, you allow me to see you. It's a gift. The real you. That is why you like submitting to me. And when I tell you to melt, you become more submissive. You drop deeper into subspace because you want to. You want to feel good. You want to be seen. You want to submit. I love it. I want you to start grinding your cock against my leg. Slowly. Softly. Sensually. Like that. Is it frustrating that my leg and your cock are separated by just a few layers of clothing? But that friction feels so good. Doesn't it? Isn't that right, my good boy? You like being called a good boy, don't you? It feels good to be called a good boy. It feels good to grind your cock against my leg, too, but this is a different feeling. This is not the same as sexual pleasure, but it's indistinguishable from it. When I call you a good boy, you feel good. You feel warm. That feeling of warmth you get starts in your chest, and then it radiates throughout your whole body. When I call you a good boy, your whole body feels good. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. I wonder Why do you like being called a good boy? All the things I make you do. They are already all the things that you like and that you want to do. You like all those naughty, slutty things already. You like when I tell you to do them, don't you? It's not that you want permission to do them. Well, you do want permission, but you would do them anyway. You want the chance to obey. Oh, to obey me. You want to be given the chance to obey because when you do, you get told you did good. You get told that you are a good boy. No confusion. No gaslighting. No false expectations. All you want is to be told that you are a good boy again, don't you? And all you have to do for that to happen is to obey. It's so easy to obey. You just have to say yes. You like it when I tell you to do things and you say yes. Yes, Miss Wendy. And then you do them. And I call you a good boy. And you feel so good. Whisper it for me. Yes, Miss Wendy, it feels good to obey you. Good boy. It feels good. It makes me happy when you obey me. And it feels good to make me happy. Whisper it. Yes, Miss Wendy, it feels good to make you happy. Ah, good boy. But you want it both ways, don't you? On one hand, you want to be shy, innocent, a lost boy who just wants affection and approval. You want my soft, authoritative, motherly voice to embrace you, to smother you, to make you feel warm and comfortable, to make you feel safe, to tuck you in. But on the other hand, you want to be naughty, slutty, a lost boy who wants to be reminded of who you are. You want my dominant mistress voice to remind you of all the wicked, depraved things that you desperately want to do. To remind you of the little slut that you are. I can give you all of that because you choose to be my lost boy. When I call you my lost boy, you are reminded that you are all of these things. You are shy, naughty, innocent, slutty. You crave wickedness, affection, depravity, approval. You want Miss Wendy to smother you, to dominate you, to be soft, to be rough, to make you feel warm, to remind you of the slut you are. You want to be Miss Wendy's lost boy. My lost boy. My lost boy. My lost boy. Because you are my good boy, my lost boy, I don't even need to worry about punishing you. Because you might like being punished. I've seen you ask for it before, seen you want it. Regardless, I don't want a scared boy. Scared of me punishing you. But I don't need to punish you, do I? Tell me, why were you afraid to fail the last denial series? You were so desperate not to come before I allowed it, because you would have to start over? No, you could easily restart the next day, because you would waste the pleasure you spent the days building? I don't think so. In a few days, all that pleasure would be built up once again. Why was it then? Do you know? Well, I think you were afraid that if you failed to hold your come in for me, if you failed to obey, then I would be disappointed in you. No, my sweet lost boy. You don't need to be afraid of that. As long as you want to submit to me, and as long as you seek to obey me, I could never be disappointed in you. It's that easy. I am going to ask you to submit to me for a certain amount of time. I can hear your mind asking how long. It could be for one day more. It could be for a week. It could be for a month. I honestly don't know yet. And you won't know either. Would you like that? That's my boy. My good lost boy. I am going to tease you every day for however long this lasts. All you have to do is obey. It is that simple. If you disobey me, if you come when I don't allow it, if you don't follow one of my instructions, but you were honestly trying to obey and you fail, you don't have to start from the beginning. Just retry the day you failed, the next day, and again. Until you get it right. I would not be disappointed in you. You will still be my good boy. You just need to be a bit better. However, if you consciously disobey me, I will be disappointed in you. You will not have been my good boy. In that case, you must wait a day and then start over from the beginning. Remember, you submit to me. You chose this. You are not my slave. You don't have to do any of this. You chose to do this. You want to do this. Starting over would be the only way to ensure that you truly are my good boy, my lost boy. You are going to need a few things so I can tease you properly. A few things that we may or may not use. A shopping list of sorts, except these are all items you most likely have lying around the house. It's a relatively short list. You should be able to remember it all. I need you to have ready 2 shoelaces. Any type of thin rope will do, but make sure there are 2 of them. I wonder what I'm going to do with those. Are you curious? You'll also need 2 clothespins. Small binder clips can be used. Medium-sized binder clips can be used as a substitute. A Sharpie. Any marker would work, but a Sharpie is probably best for your sake. An extra pillow. A coin. A 6-sided dice. And finally, a necktie. Can you get all of that for me? I know you can. You don't need to have them with you at all times. Just know where they are in case you need to use one of them. Oh, I just imagined you carrying all of those items around in a little box everywhere you go. Miss Wendy's treasure chest of teasing. Nod your head so I know that you understand. Good boy. You can stop grinding your cock against my leg. I wonder if you forgot that you were even doing it. I hope you didn't come and fail this before we even started. You know what to do if you did. I do hope your underwear is quite a mess because of all the pre-cum you were leaking. Leaking for me. It feels good to submit to me, doesn't it? And when you submit to me, you want to obey me. And when you obey me, you feel good. Connect those feelings of arousal with feelings of surrender. Surrender. Then surrender with obedience. And obedience with arousal and pleasure. It is a vicious spiral up of increasing pleasure and obedience. Obedience and pleasure, never ending, always up, always spinning. Does it make you dizzy? Does it make your mind melt? Remember, when I tell you to melt, you feel relaxed, you feel safe, you feel submissive, and it feels so, so good to submit. The pleasure melts you even more, and you feel more. submissive. Meld into a puddle for me, my good lost boy.